இயேசு ஜீவனுள்ள ஜீசஸ் மாஸ்டர் ஆஃப் காட் சிலுவையிலே நம்முடைய இயேசு அவருடைய உள்ளவர் ஜீசஸ்
gurina
omulimu munene nnyo ogukukoleranga
gwomwoyo
kale olina okuguwaayo mu kukkiriza ekigambo kya
katonda
okunaazibwa
to be washed
okumalibwamu omwoyo omubi
be finished out of the evil spirit
okufuukira ddala ekitundu
ekiggya totally become a new creation
yes yebazibwa nnyo
praise Jesus much
twebaza mukama atuyigiriza okugasa buli kiseera
God will teach us to profit every time
era tukyagamba
and we no more say
nti katonda tumunoonyeza bwere
that we seek God in vain
kubanga buli we tujja
for any time we come
atwongerayongerako obugagga obw'omusana ogw'okumanya
adds on us riches of light of knowledge
era n'ayerula amakubo gaffe
and he clears our ways
okutugabiramu ebyo twetaaga ku nsiko
give us that we need in this life
kumuweereza ne mukwongera okumutegeeza
serve him and move him to understanding him
era katonda ategese wakati mu mulembe omubi
God prepared us in the midst of evil generation
ng'atufuulira ddala ababe
and he totally makes us his
yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
era bw'atufuulira ddala ekitonde ekiggya
and when he makes us a new creation
ng'atuddiza ddala mu kifaananyi kiri kye yasooka okutonderamu ekyamazima
he takes us back to the original true image he created us in
ekiri mu kumanya kuli okw'amazima
which is in the knowledge of truth
so tumwebaza mukama
now we thank him the Lord
wadde omulembe gweyongera okuba omubi
but those generation moves on be evil
wabula ate kati ate alondayo abeyongera okuba abaga
right now he chooses all those to move on get be holy
era nga mmanyi nze naawe
and I know me and you
tuli mu lugendo olwo ennyini
we are in that very journey
okwongera okufuukira ddala abatuka
of moving on to become holy
yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
mukama bino byonna byatuyisamu
God all things he takes us through
mu kuyigirizibwa kwonna
all teachings
mukutukuzibwa kwonna okuyita mu kigambo
all sanctification through the word
okuweebwa amaanyi gonna
given all holy power
okwenganga okujja kw'oyo omubi
to confronting the cunning of the evil one
mwana w'ekibi
the son of perdition
omwana w'okuzikirira
son of perdition
nga mwana wa kibi
the son of evil
ate na mwana wa kuzikirira
the son of perdition
kubanga tukimanyi bulungi
for we know of it well
kibi mpera yakyo kufa
the wage of sin is death
era bwe tuba bakwewala ekyo
and if we are to avoid that
tulina okulabikanga tukuzibwa ddala okumalibwamu omwoyo
omubi
era ekibi kyonna nga kiggwerawo
ddala
wakati mu musayi gwaffe emitima gyaffe
muntu
waffe w'omunda tusembera eri awali
katonda
yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
nga bwe twategeezebwako mu batesalonika
as we told the Thessalonians
nga okujja kw'omubi
and the coming of the lawless one
kuli mu kukola kwa sitaani
is in the working of Satan
n'ebyamagero bingi
and the many miracles
ebyobulimba
which are false
n'obubonero bwonna
and all signs
bw'ekisitaani
of Satan
awamu
together
n'obutali butuukirivu obw'engeri
zonna all form of unrighteousness
kali tetulina osiŋŋaanibwa nga tutuukiriva
now we have before when we are perfected
kubanga yeggo baleeta obutali butuukirivu bwonna
they bring all form of unrighteousness
waliwo omukyala gwe bansindikidde okwo ku whatsapp
there's a woman they sent me the video on the whatsapp
naye yazze mu kulangirira
and she came out to advertise
mu kibiina kyonna ekyekuŋŋaanyo lye
entire congregation of our synagogue
gye bayita Joyce Meyer
this they call Joyce Meyer
n'abalagirira abasajja abali mu sitoowa abakole
she directed men directed the women to artificial men
era n'abatendera obulungi bwabwe
and she began to tell them ebyekifumbu how they are good in the marital affairs
kaakati
now
n'addira n'abasajja
and she got some men
nabo directed
on the top floor top four the sign read you are visitors 30
artificial women in those affairs
zikwataganishunga zabo
concerning the marital affairs
ira nawana wana umuntu
yechigan praise those things
byamazina abagana atira waliwo na abakazi mstowe yokusa
after she said there also women in the third store
abobuliwo
those physical women
nga bagagga nga balina ku sente zaabwe
and they are rich they are having their money
nga bali desperate osobola okugenda
and they are desperate you can go speaks to people in congregation, the synagogue, that would have called the church. I don't know whether they can play and listen. But God warned us that they are going to launch many evils. And when you come in the synagogue, it
begins
such things to the people. And you sat thousands of people in the congregation.
You
tell them such wrong words.
These moves.
As we know today, we move on to study how we can destroy the sin. For he told us, draw with a pure heart, with a sincere heart, as we draw unto the Lord, as we sprinkled upon water, we finished out of the evil spirits. Our bodies are cleansed. These things they are prepared concerns the body alone. Remember the first messed up system of men and women.
One
to marry or get married and they leave with their spouse and they spend a year when they have not messed each other up.
They
do not consider each other. Others to say,
they
are marital gifts.
This
one functions well, another is not functioning. Now, really, they messed the body up. Now, they went to manufacture their artificial organs. Artificial men and women.
And
already messed up the body with sin. Now, one will say, woman who troubles me, why not buy off the one they praised in the church? It showed that church has supported those. Those who first got corrupted long back.
Ladies, a new store has opened up in New York City. And it is the husband store. And if you want a husband, you can go there and shop for one.
There
are some guidelines to shopping at the store. There are six floors in the store. Once you visit a floor and leave that floor and go to the next floor, you can't go back down. So there's none of this like looking at all the merchandise and then deciding what
you go buy all those men and women, and they have come to buy artificial men and women.
What? So a woman went to the husband's store, and on the first floor,
the husband's store, when they visit husband's store,
store yava saja.
Or the sign read, "These men have jobs."
But these men have jobs, they do the work. They have the work. She's praising them. This one is so foolish enough. How did she realize they have work? It means she bought one from there.
She thought, wow, man with a job.
But wow, man with a job.
That would be really good. She thought about it, but she thought, well, I have to see what's on the second floor.
And nobody to harm you or hurt you? Don't cause hurt.
Anytime
you want, they are available. You see her foolishness?
So she went to the second floor. These men have jobs and they love kids.
You got children.
Children remain loving them. Artificial men we started off before. Iron mixed with clay. The spirit in there is of a fallen angel.
She thought, wow, this is getting sweeter by the minute. But she
that they are good at doing it.
I had to see what was on the third floor. These men have jobs, love kids, and are extremely good looking.
And they are extreme in there. Where they do things.
What are those things?
Is it foolishness?
I need to come and forget.
That's then God told you.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I just better find somebody on this floor because that sounds good. But still, she felt compelled to keep looking. She went to the fourth floor where the sign read, "These men have jobs, love kids, and are drop-dead good-looking, and they help with the housework."
Most of the things she keeps repeating.
Come on, ladies, now. I tell you.
Come on, let's go by there. Do you see fools like those?
I've been married to my guy 50 years. 50. And he does dishes. He does laundry. He gets the bed ready at night.
Food prepared for you.
You see, like
as a woman,
you see those
fools.
The people of the synagogue of Satan, at least they kill you.
And he plays all the golf he wants to. She thought, wow, jobs, loves kids, good looking, helps with the housework. Oh, mercy me, she thought, I can hardly stand it. And yet she had to go see what was on the fifth floor. These men have jobs, love kids, are drop dead gorgeous. Excuse me, I'm having a little voice issue here. And they have a strong romantic streak.
They are strong. And they have freaks. And freaks of love. They are where in this Bible? The congregation is seated. They have come to get the word of God. They are hearing that. They love for all of them are corrupted. Do you see what sin beats you? When sin is in someone, they foolish things and sin laughs, it beats you laughing. Enjoys vulgar talk. They feel they want to be spoken vulgar to.
Another that they are
burning the heart.
Singa we mula kuoko.
It is vulgar.
Come on, housework and romance. But she thought, well, it keeps getting better, so I just have to find out what is on the top floor. The top floor, the sign read, "You are visitor 31,456,012 to this floor. There are no..."
They sure there are very many there in stock. Those names. I'm not finished all because of time.
It's
spoke of stories of artificial women. Also spoke desperate women who have their money.
She
directed men of her church and those who hear her in the entire world. Directed them the website. All the risks they can pass and they buy for themselves. Those are ones we call the purple preachers
before.
And on the other time, trusted them much with giants in the gospel. But we thank the Lord. He has saved us. But all those as they are there, we move on, prepare ourselves, see how we are to overcome Satan and his sin
in
all form of unrighteousness that brings in this generation.
God's
given us many signs, show is very near to us on the day of 31st
December.
When he told us of the virus which was coming in the world, and that sickness came, was it not that? It's spreading. I had reached in Uganda. But they have not told us yet to stop it. Means we cannot stretch the hands. Stop it before God tells us. The other, the locusts went in Pakistan where they grow rice most. They entered Pakistan. Eat some of the foods God told us of. Even in Uganda they entered. Praise the name of the Lord much. And by name and voice, evangelist Fred Benjamin. We thank God much. For Amos 3:7, that God will do nothing
except
build it through his prophets. And we thank God because all things
has
come telling them to us. We have seen them. Sometime back like 3 days,
ministry
the Ministry of Agriculture proclaimed the virus which eats up bananas. The wheat ate up the western side and even cook up Masaka. The banana ripens, it turns to brown.
Still
discover medicine takes the wheat away. But on the sickness in China, it's like 2 days back, I dreamt that sickness is entered in Uganda.
The
person on the borders of Uganda was diagnosed having it. Now I didn't take it something serious. I thought it had just been a dream. I came back physically and said, they have not proclaimed that sickness. But it is so surprising that it is true, it entered.
But
thank God who is near to us
and
who answers over every word. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes, you are.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, so we are.
I hope we are not in darkness. That the other day will come upon us like a thief.
It
not just fall upon us. We are in the light of the word of God. When we started Ekitabu Kyokubala,
ministry
entering praying for the entire world. The change of the syllabus in studies. This time they are changing it. Now we're passing here.
And
touch Uganda, touch the entire world. That's given us an example when we would have gone.
To
go confront the entire world. That is shown to us as samples. Here in the midst of the cave. Here not where we go, we will be able to handle. And that's given us boldness.
We will move
out to speak the entire world. Shall speak things which are meant to be fulfilled well. And they are meant to come to pass. And it's no fear at all. As we move on with the word of God, the Bible says in the Hosea 12, verses 10 and 11, and it says like this, Hosea 12, from verses 10,
Era, nayogeranga ne bannabbi, Era, nyongedde okwolesebwa era nagereranga Hosea essula ya 12 n'olunyiri olw'ekkumi.
Hosea 12 and the verse 10.
Era nayogeranga ne bannabbi era nyongedde okwolesebwa era nagereranga engero mu mukono gwa bannabbi.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
Hosea
12:10.
I have also spoken by prophets. And I have multiplied visions. And gave symbols. By the witness of the prophets.
I
have
spoken to the prophets. Multiplied the visions.
And
put their symbols.
And
brought witness to the prophets. Is it not that we still fear what?
You've
got to our side.
Hosea 12, verse 11.
Hosea 12:11.
Is there iniquity in Gilead?
Wali wo obubibo na mu Gilead?
Surely they are vanity.
Era bya butaliimu.
The sacrifice of bulls.
Sadaka zente.
In Gilgal.
Mu Gilgal.
Yeah.
Dala.
Their altars are like heaps in the fall of the field.
Ebyoto bya bibiriyo obugulumu. Mu nnimiro zaabwe olunyiwa 12.
Jacob fled into the country of Aram.
Kobo n'adduka mu nsi ya Aramu.
And Israel served for a wife.
Era Israeli n'aweereza olw' omukazi. This has happened in the world.
For a wife he kept sheep.
Era olw' omukazi yakuuma ensi.
Satin.
Endiga.
And by verse 13.
Olunyiwa 13.
And by a prophet. The Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet who was preserved.
All they are done by the prophets.
The apostles
and pastors God had sent.
So one of the
shown us the signs.
Stopping,
putting things in the midst of the world. That's dropping us samples. Many others are coming where we are going on. Testify to pass through the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
those are some of those. Told you of God gave us as prophecies. Which will happen this year 2020.
When
he spoke with us on December 31st, in the night to entering fast, praise Jesus, man.
And
he told us what will be happening this year. I'm moving on, analyzing them as we prepare ourselves. Now, in the minutes we have,
let's
move on, study how we shall be finished out of the evil spirit from our insides.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. I'm by name and voice. I'm Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. We face in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God to move on, reach unto you the way we are going to serve and be serving together with God. When we finished out of the evil spirits from our insides, our bodies are cleansed, recalling upon water through the word. We come seeing much according to Hebrews 10, verse 22, how we directed us. Draw close with a pure heart, finished out the evil spirit from our insides, sprinkled upon holy water of the word. Our bodies, they are cleansed. Now we started much
until
we've seen how we can reach to fight with sin, to reaching to shedding of blood. Because we saw in the Hebrews 12, in the verse 4,
we've
not resisted sin,
to
reaching the shedding of blood. And this was sin, how it moves in the system of the heart, comes break the blood, bones and the marrows, goes to reaching the human spirit,
will
be destroyed in hell and the lake of fire. We wondered what we are fighting with and how does it look like, and we asked this sin that we fight with, how does it look like, that would have gotten to follow it and we stumble it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But when we told in the Romans 7, verse 7 on the 13, that the sin is indeed evil and sin, and sin exceedingly evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And they explained to us between the two words,
sin,
sin,
and sin,
and sins.
Sin,
sin, S-I-N,
H-B,
sin,
sin,
and sin, S-E-E-N.
Sin,
now sin, S-I-N,
H-B,
the sin. And we say we sense.
S standing.
S stands for sense. You sense something is around. Yet I moves on to say
it's invisible.
Invisible. Yet you can sense it around. Now N.
Navigative system. System.
Navigative body system.
Now you
still
fornicate.
But what makes you fornicate and still you don't see it?
So sikugamba.
And not to say
sin,
that sin,
HB,
sin, S-I-N, that it is that they showed you something invisible. That's the name. It's not that. It means if you know the name of a person, you need to look for that person. The truth sin of S-E-E-N. We would have sensed and we see with our two eyes, standing for E-A-B-D.
navigative system ngeewulira,
the navigative body system is hearing and
kyandibadde kyangu kyakulwanisa,
would have been easy to fight.
So bingi bitwasoma ku kibi.
We started much concerning sin.
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus.
Era bwe twayolekera okulaba engeri gye kyakolebwamu,
when we moved on to see how it was made,
engeri Satan yakolamu
eki, the way Satan made sin,
twategeera
we understand
ye mubi,
Satan is the evil one,
naye yakola eki,
yet he made sin.
Ndokusinzira mu Zaburi ya 51:12.
According to Psalm 59:12.
Yakozesa amajasa,
he used very air,
okulya amalala,
where there is plight,
okulya ekikoli,
where there is cursing,
wali kisa,
there is no mercy.
Niwankubadde okulagwa okunakuwala,
neither
yokutto okwerere,
neither any sorrow but only killing,
awamu n'okulimba,
even lying.
Those
three eggs are very wild, used to make sin. And when we got explained of them, we saw the harm which is involved. When we left there,
we
moved on to see the color of sin.
In
that color,
of
scarlet, whether white,
yes,
praise Jesus much. We saw the color of sin.
Go to
Isaiah 1:18. In color of scarlet or crimson.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Like red with bloodish yet holding black in itself.
Scarlet or crimson.
Scarlet or crimson.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
in the blood spreads in the marrows.
Era twalaba engeri gye kyefuulafuula,
we saw the way it keeps masquerading and changing.
Ku nkomero ya byonna,
at the end of all,
twali tusemyo nga twagala okulaba obusobozi bw'omusaayi gwa Yesu,
and we wanted to see ability of blood of Jesus,
okulwanisa ekibi,
to fighting the sin,
okukimalamu munda yaffe,
finish it out from our inside,
emberi jaffe,
in our bodies,
okufuula emyoyo jaffe egyeddembe,
break our spirits free,
gireme okugenda n'ekibi ekyo,
that we don't go with that sin.
Ninatulibawanguzi nokira,
we are more than conquerors.
Yes, we have been
raised to the smile.
Tugamba lwaki batera kugamba nti owangulide nokira,
they say you have become a more than a conqueror.
Astotuko okulwanisa ekibino kimara,
we should fight sin and finish it away.
Ufusi mwanguzi nokukira,
become more than a conqueror.
Wanga tulao wawangu,
now you there you overcame.
Uchavuma,
you know my abuse,
uchawemura,
no more speak vulgar.
Wewe mtu mimi utachakuru wangu,
no more do you overcame there.
Niwe boya garo wangu zino kukira,
you want to become more than a conqueror.
Unuku wangu tushe nurwani si bibino chimarao.
I've reached fight sin and finish it.
Mtu kano kuiwa msaini bagamba wangu deno kukira.
You shed blood to see you become more than a conqueror.
Baba malaika bawo wangu lano kukira,
the angels overcame and
never kakasa ne bagamba ndi kati obulokozi bwaka
tonda, and they proved said now salvation of God,
no buyinza obwo mwana
we, authority of his son,
kano obuzi
right
dala ne bakakasa mutu,
now they have come
ndabira dala ndokosi,
I see now I am saved.
Kibyo bwo mazochi wangu,
there you have overcome sin.
So ngatorekede,
now as we heading on,
okongera okulaba obusobozi bwo musayi gwa Yesu,
the ability of blood of Jesus,
okulwanisa HIV,
fighting sin,
okutimaramu munda ya,
to finish it from our inside, our bodies are cleansed,
okufulemeyo jafe jidde,
make our spirits free.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So but was saying by Isaiah is really so
good. We ended in Isaiah chapter 1, the verses
18.
We are told like this.
Isaiah
chapter 1 from verses 18.
Mujeno tesefembi bayogera mukama, ebibya mwe nebo ivanga olugoye olumyufu binaba byeru ngomuzira, nebo bitwakala ngebendera binaba ngebyo yabyenjiga.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Yeah, Twitter.
He called us.
But
come now, we reason together.
Though
your sins, though they will be like scarlet, just like scarlet, I will make it white as snow. Though they will be red as crimson, like crimson,
I will
make it as wool. Now it's possible
with
the blood of Jesus cleansing us
to
reach that level
which
destroys this sin.
You
know what makes it be in that color
of crimson?
Of crimson. And scarlet. It's to say it's like red, holding blackish.
Yet he saw it changes
which white color heights in there.
That
the Lord Jesus
caused
blood to totally destroy it.
And
the ability of blood of Jesus
that we
are going to speak of
has appeared that
there are three witnesses in heaven. Father,
Chigambo,
the Word,
no yomutu,
and the Holy Spirit.
Yet
there are three witnesses on
earth
for fighting sin,
umusai,
the blood,
namazi,
and the water,
no
and the Spirit.
Umusai,
the blood,
namazi,
and the water,
no
and the Spirit. And the three agree in one.
Katabako.
Now see,
element says this, those
three things
which
appear together with the blood of Jesus.
It fight
us, they help us fight three elements of sin. And let's speak like this.
We saw Psalm 59:12.
Sin was made by pride, cursing.
You say with
no mercy.
And it was
made with lies.
But
the blood of Jesus to fight it.
It's
come as the blood of Jesus.
It's
come as water in the Word.
It's
come as spirit.
Three
things also. To be able to confront sin.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So
after seeing that sin, its color how it is, and it's speaking.
For
it speaks words.
Words
which cause fallings.
That
contend against the laws of God.
God, what
will I start in Romans 7? Verses 14. And down. Let's read as we see. Romans 7:14.
Kumaka tumanyi gamateka gegomo yo. Na yenze ndiwa mobili. Natuondi wa okupuki we chibi.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
You know,
the laws are of the spirit.
And
me, I'm of the flesh.
Again,
I was sold unto the sin.
Because
it passes through the blood, this body, something he cannot
see,
yet he moves on to hear or
hear. And
he senses it.
But body
done it, he sees it, though he's going to do it.
But
the Father says,
though
you said you were sold,
yet there
was nothing which bought you off.
No, those
demand me that I sold
them to you.
It was your unrighteousness.
So we
now when we briefly get
back
in the Romans chapter
7,
verse 14, let's repeat it. Romans chapter 7, verse 14.
Kumanga tumanyi gamateka gegomo yo. Na yenze ndiwa mobili. Na tundibwa okufugi wechivi.
Agamandi ya tundibwa.
He said he was sold.
Okufugi wechivi.
To be reigned by all the evil.
Mumubili muno.
In this body.
Na yani ya mutunda.
Yeah, who sold him?
Katunda ya tutunda.
Did God sell us?
Na tuwai wechivi.
And he gave us to sin?
Neda.
No.
Yet
our unrighteousness.
When he moved
on to speak in Isaiah,
he
said, whom are those who demand me that I sold them to you?
First
go to Isaiah, you see.
Before
we see the voice of this sin, which wished to even rule over us,
and
as if we are bought. To be a servant to it.
Isaiah is Suleyata and Nolin Yorisoka.
Isaiah 50 and the verses 1.
Whatever you get a Mokama tea, a Barua Yoko Gobanyamo, a Yuta Wat in Mugovia. Over Wakwabo, abamanca gwe nabaguza laba olw'obutali butuukirivu bwammwe kyemwava mutundibwa era okusabya kwammwe kwe kwagobya nnyammwe.
Ndowooza owulira ekigambo ekyo.
I think you hear that word.
Ekitaffe omugulu agamba.
Our Father in heaven says,
Yuda amanja gwe nabaguza.
Where is the one man that I sold you to them?
Nagamba obutali butuukirivu bwammwe.
Say our unrighteousness.
Nani we agenda maso tuguza.
Satan bought by us with that.
Yewe yaleta ekibi kye.
When he brought his sin.
Namanya kiri mu kale yekwekeka wakati mu musaayi.
It's in the color to hide the midst of our blood.
Nagula amawanga gwonna.
Bought of all nations.
Ninga agaguza abatali bigula.
That is bought them without nothing to buy them with.
Wabula nga agulisa obulimba.
Yet he buys with lies.
N'obutali butuukirivu obwo.
And that unrighteousness.
Bwaleeta Kristo ku nsi.
He brought Christ on the world.
Alabika nga agobeddwa kitaffe okuva mu ggulu.
Was just with, by the Father from heaven.
Aze okutuzaala ogw'okubiri tujja mu kibi.
Come to birth us the second time, take us from sin.
Tuddayo ku katono mu Baruumi essuula y'omusanvu.
When we get back to Romans 17.
Olw'okumi n'ettaano.
The verse 15.
Twongere okuwulira ekigambo kino.
We're going to hear this word.
Baruumi essuula ey'omusanvu n'olulimi lwa 15.
Romans 7, verse 15.
Kubanga kyenkola sikimanyi, kubanga kyenjagala si kyenkola, naye kyenkyawa kyenkola. Olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga. Naye obanga kye saagala kyenkola, nzikiriza amateeka nga malungi. Olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu. Kale kaakano si nze nkikola nate, wabula ekibi ekituula mu nze.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Botuli onyino lekumi n'omusanvu.
If you look to verse 17.
Agambi.
He says.
Kati ekibi ebibi n'obyongera maaso n'okukora.
Since I move on to do.
Sinze kati abikora.
It's not me doing them.
Naye ekibi ekituula mu nsi.
But the sin which sits in me.
Omuntu omu yandigambi.
What person would have said.
Alikitegeeza sirina musango.
Means I have no case.
Kubanga.
Because.
Sinze kati nkora ekibi kino.
It's not me who commits this sin.
Obe ebibi bino.
All these sins.
Naye ekibi kino.
But this sin.
Kyentegedde obulungi.
Which I've understood well.
Ekyakolebwa amalala.
Which was made by pride.
Ekyakolebwa ekikolimo.
Was made by a curse.
Kugamba nti wali kusaasa.
He said there is no mercy.
Wamu n'obulimba obw'engeri zonna.
All forms of lies. Now it's what works.
It's
not me working. It's God you falsely accuse me. Still God says. In the Amos 3:3.
You
cannot move together except you've agreed.
Yes.
It means.
Don't say
sin in you does that.
What done
to separate yourself from him as if you agree with him.
Katonda omusango n'akuteeka onaagawadde kale ogamba ekibi kyekikola
ekirinaye
gwe okoze ekyoku kyejjako kubanda bamutabaganye nakyo mukola
mwenna agreed with it.
Kikozesa maaso go.
It uses your eyes.
Okulaba abookwendako.
To see those you're going to
fornicate. Kikozesa ebitundu byo.
Uses your parts.
Okwenda.
To fornicate and commit.
N'ebintu byonna ebyengeri.
All form of things.
Kati Amosi 3 bw'ogisoma.
Amosi 3.
Onyolo okusatu.
Verse 3.
N'akunaana nga agamba lwaki oyita nakyo.
And he said, why do you move with it?
Amosi essuula ey'okusatu. N'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Amosi 3 and verse 3.
Ababiri. Bayinza okutambulira awamu wabula nga batabaganye.
Ababiri bayinza okutambula bonna.
And two move together.
Wabula nga batabaganye.
Unless they have agreed.
Kakati mu Baruumi essuula ey'omusanvu.
Now, Romans 7 verse 17.
Ogambye nti kale nze.
Say that me.
Kati sinza akola ebibi.
It's not me doing those things. Unless sin is within me.
Kyekikola.
It's what is doing those things.
Naye nakugamba Amosi 3:7.
Tells you Amosi 3:3. No.
Oyita nakyo kyaki.
Why do you move with it?
Andi ababiri tebayinza kuyita bonna.
Two cannot move together.
Kujjako nga batabaganye.
Except they have agreed.
Kakati.
Now.
Nakugamba bwe nani essuula erye ye 12.
Say in the Hebrews 12.
Olwo okuna.
The verse 4.
Kaliobo kikyayi.
Now if you hate
shower ya kukiyiwa.
Time to pour it out.
Yesu ye was
praise Jesus much. Yes.
Nagarobozi gacho mwechogerera okukuwangula.
Voice through which it speaks to overcome you.
Kubanga tuwaliwo omusayo ogugenda atokuogera ebisigo.
Now there is a blood which is going to speak better words. Rokuba
chibi chikuwangu de mukuogera.
Because sin has overcome you in speech.
Nachikudumira.
Kumagira
rwampaka.
Command you do by force.
No musayo gwajja nokuogera.
When the blood came by speaking. Both confront each other. The blood of Jesus.
Obusobozi bwago.
The ability of it.
Wajja kwogera nagwo.
Came also speaking. Let's get back to Romans. Romans
7,
17 and downwards. Romans
7
verse 17.
Kale kaakano si nze nkikola nate. Wabula ekibi ekituula mu nze.
Wadde ogamba si gwakikola.
No, you see, don't do it.
Naye ekibi ekituula mu
nze. But sin sits in you.
Naye amusisatusatu akubuuziza.
Mwayita
mutya mwenna?
How did you dare move together?
Tetegeeza makali temukkaanya.
If you don't agree,
kati kiyiwe.
You pour it out.
Kyatule ba.
Confess it.
Tukakase nga temukolagana nakyo.
Prove you don't relate with it. Don't hide it if it doesn't hold companionship with you. Is there a companion of sin here? You raise up your hand.
It
means if you never agree, it's time to ashamed it. It's time to pour it. My blood perhaps no relationship with you. And begin to stick in my cheeks
so
right
you.
Don't let me confess you.
It's
you make me pour it. And bah, speak. You're finished. Let's read the verse 18. Romans 7, the verse 18.
Kubanga mmanyi nga munze gwe mubiri gwange.
Yakikkiriza nanga kati ntegeera.
Admitted say I
understand.
I know in me.
Si gwe mwoyo nze ngwe omwoyo.
Spirit be a spirit.
Naye mubiri gwange muno.
In this my body.
Mukoraki?
What is there?
Katumaleyo lunyiryoro.
Let's finish this verse.
Abaluumi esula ya 7 lunyiryo 18.
Romans 7:18.
Kubanga mmanyi nga munze gwe mubiri gwange. Temutuula kirungi. Kubanga okwagala kumbeera kumpi, naye okukola ekirungi tewali. 19. Kubanga kye njagala ekirungi sikikola, naye kye saagala ekibi kye nkola.
Omwoyo
Omutukuvu yannyonnyola okuyita mutume Pawulo.
Paul's been explained to Apostle Paul.
Yakomyawo eddoboozi ly'oyo Adamu
yatusooka. Brought back the voice of Adam
who owangulwa ekibi.
Who was overcame by sin in the past.
Kati kye ntegedde.
What I've understood.
Nze n'ekibi twawuka.
Me and sin we are different.
Era nze ng'omwoyo.
Me as the spirit.
Mu mubiri gwange guno.
In this my body.
Mulimu omuntu ekintu ekirala ekiwennemeku.
Another monster within it.
Kibi kino kyesitugenda kukwalagana nakyo.
I'm not related with it.
Omubiri gwange nze baagumpa yeekaalu yange.
Mine was given my temple.
Si yeekaalu ya kibi.
It's not the temple of sin.
Lwaki kiri mu nze?
Why is it in me?
Ate kigezaako okunkwanakwana mbu tubeere nga tuyita ffenna.
To entice me that we move together.
Ate jjukira.
And remember. If you leave your father and mother, then you live with a person, you become one person. That you've seen, now, the one overcome by another is a servant to that person who was overcome.
You've seen overcome,
you are a servant of it. Yet Genesis 2:24. If you leave your father and mother, leave your wife, become one flesh. Even sin what it did. What can I do to make them be one flesh with them?
And
have join in them sin to bath many sins.
The
entire blood DNA will be mine. That of God of righteousness is not there.
We don't
be one flesh, those are mine. If I overcome them, Holy Spirit in the Christ Jesus explains in the John chapter 8, overcome by a person is a servant to that one. Overcome by sins, you are a servant to sins.
Not
someone come in your house, beat you within your house. Over you command you what you are not meant to do. A man in the house, you have a woman and the children. Beat you and they take even your wife.
And
you become a house boy in the home. At least one day. I do a secret training. After I do it, I fall abruptly upon that one.
The
wife he took over is there, that's my heart. And my children, my eyes, my ears, and other parts. And I fall abrupt, strangle him as he said. And they know I've come back, I'm the man in charge. Know what sin did to us? In our own house, our bodies began to reign within it. Your wife, your heart, it took over it. It took over your children, the ears, the eyes. Now you are the servant in that house. You was the owner of the house, the husband. What are you to do to go back be the husband in that house?
Apostle
innocent. That an enemy. You
made
husband in the house of your body.
And
your heart was your wife. Whom you reason words with.
And
your children, eyes you sent to work and the hands and the legs. Come a husband he begins to take over. And
he
capture you the spirit in the body.
He capture
your wife, the heart, they command her whatever they want. Find her reason with the husband called sin. Let's go. They send the children, the eyes, the legs, and the hands. You
to
tell you where we spoil and it's where you clean. The spirit feels the pain. They captured me. It's not you who's done this. How has it come?
That
you became a servant. You have no choice. It's Romans words. John words. You know to capture you.
He
has captured you as the husband in the house of your body.
Another
husband commands in the house.
You speak
your wife, their heart, they are enjoying it in your house. Your children, they send them where they
got
in your own home. John chapter 8 verse 33.
Ne bamuddamu nti tetuli ssadde lya Ibrahimu so tetufugibwa muntu yenna. Oyogera otya gwe nti mulifuuka baddembe? Yesu n'abaddamu nti ddala ddala mbagamba nti buli muntu yenna akola ekibi ye muddu w'ekibi.
Whoever commits sin is a servant to it. It overcame you a long time. And rules over your wife, your heart. And it commands her. Let's go commit adultery. Steal.
Now,
as if it's you reasoning that. If you are a maid servant in the house, when they speak everything, you say amen. You agree.
What
are you reason in the home of the other what you do? Where you just work there. You know the spirit was captured. Captured, sin captured your spirit. Captured your wife, your heart.
Your
children, eye, ears, and the legs.
Captured,
now they send them what to do.
You
have follow up, clean where they have caused that in it. After two or three are worthy,
you will
be praised with shame. Your spirits be pressed with shame. This before me. Yet they captured you. Even the next day they take you back to that. Do you see what happened? Now even though Romans 7 verse 19, you've heard as they tell us like this. Romans 7 verse 19.
Kubanga kye njagala ekirungi sikikola. Naye kye saagala ekibi kye nkola.
Kye njagala ekibi sikikola.
Good I want I don't do it.
Naye ekibi sikikola.
What I don't want is what I do.
Naye kati nfuga lwaki mba saagala kukikola bye njagala.
Church, why don't I do what I want?
Nobody can run any market worker.
You come to your own of a home. You speak to your wife.
Let's
go sleep. You speak to me as who?
You see
another counsel. Let's go sleep.
And
do shameful things. Let's go free. You must put to wonder. In this home, as you call the children, eyes. Don't do that again. And they go there forcefully.
I
don't want to peep at women. Oh men. But don't look there. But you see, you have to look there. Mention this now.
Children,
who make them for beheadedness like this? Yes. Stop listening to shameful things. If they're the ones
I want,
how they learn to speak that back to me. Yet when they captured you, brother, one who told them all manners not good. Sin told them.
Oh,
you fight not to fornicate.
You
tie yourself in the room. You see, no. My God. How have I written all these actions not right? Yet all along you didn't know. One day sent in the body, he captured it.
It
began to move together. Sent as a tempurida. Those are my ways, emotions. That's me. Every time I look at a woman, I don't remain the same. Who tells you? It's not you like that. Sin.
Yes.
I'm not sin, I'm your emotions. In the trouble is. Let's read the verse 20.
Romans 7 verse 20. Nayo banga, kisagala chinkola, si zenchikola nati.
Now you've admitted. If what I want to do is not what I do.
Yes,
I admit sin in me does that. And you too, you see that. Is it not that? Do you still want to move with it?
When
God sees you move with it together doing that. First of all, you refuse to power it out.
Hebrews
12:4 says, fight to shed in the blood. You resist it. When you will confess it, you are ready to forgive you.
And
the blood of my son, it will cleanse you. Then it means you agreed with it. He's a friend of mine. In Job, they say,
you
retain it in your cheeks and you forgive it.
That
if you say, I've given up on you, it has is forgiven me.
Can
you forgive one you will not move with? Romans 7:21.
Nze bwe njagala okukola ekirungi, ekibi kimbeera kumpi.
Nti n'alabayo omuduumizi komando.
Another commander.
Eteeka eddala.
Another law.
Naye nga terireeta musana.
It doesn't bring light but only things of darkness.
Kubanga amateeka ga Katonda gandi muli kizo musana gw'ensonga.
God would have lightened light over all issues. But what's amazing on law of sin? Do this, you don't know results after. Continue, you see. You claim that house fall inside. You can steal. tell you if they begin to chase you and have seen you. How will you get back?
How
will you climb back with them, for you went in without them?
Doesn't
light of things, though, it's also like a law. It speaks.
And we saw its
mouth has no rightful form. It used to speak to overcome you. Even the blood of Jesus came by speaking. Sin used its law to speak evils. Commands you and it commanded. Came the one to own your home. It commands you to commit sins. The one was the husband, you are now a slave in the house. The one who owned the house. You became a servant. Just wherever they take you, go. Imagine you follow sin. You own the house of your body. Colossians 5 verse 1 to 3. While in the stead of our body, we groan to be clothed to one from heaven. The house not made with hands, but God. And we groan to be clothed to one from heaven, that we don't be found naked. Lest we are clothed today, but must be clothed the body of heaven. Now you were the owner of that house.
You
became a servant in it. Now you just follow. Commanding is another.
That's
a sharp, big mouth.
Speak
things not worthy, command you to do them. He commands you to get
under.
He claimed you are one with him. And he says, this is not bad. These are your ways. Get angered, don't you know that?
I will
take them off, you know they are off. You know this person here, you know those are your ways.
Because
it's of sin, not of righteousness. But you call them your ways.
It
lied to you, it conned you. It was made in lies. Not your truth within it.
It
shows you those ways. They're one of what people are hated you because of that. What have written actions not right?
Another
can tell them, you see, you are a silent person, you shouldn't be in the people. Those are your ways. Yes.
There
you are alone, it torments you, commit all evils with yourself.
Because
if you'll be the people,
we
should, I mean, I'm not well, I feel like fornicating. Where I will use you well.
Those
ways, as you've been raised the way you say, they have squeezed them from there. Another, you
say
you are complicated, that you are a complicated person. You get to learn sin. Learn it, enter its ways. Some of you want to change ministers.
Instead
of teaching of the Word and God. So we learn you. You will learn me. Yet, you no more speak, you were captured. That's why he said that I've come to put for the captives, put them away of escape.
We
are bound, you can ask. You yourself are the spirits. When they command you now, disco. Get out a short dress and skirts. Even cut with slits.
And
you're all possessed very well.
nekikukola ebikolobero
you dance all things not there
no mansuka amaguru
nene you throw your legs and hands every part of yourself
eyo mbuno gye mubeera mu minyigo
there where you are in squeezing each other after you finish all that
then
you're all consumed up
spirit is where it consumed
How did I reach here? Just follow. Yes, Jesus, man. Romans 7:21. Ekibi kimbeera kumpi 22 kubanga nsanyukira amateeka ga Katonda omuntu ow'omunda
omwoyo
singa
omukazi
yabaddewaokwendakoe
singa abadde wakali nga
bamwenzeekonandikuzeninga
gwe ate wakavaayo
just come from there yet indeed you said, don't want to see the good I've done. I was asking one brother adultery they still have love with themselves
but why, no more even understand you, no more anymore
just go you don't look back
Don't hold any pain in this. The egg is working. If I've left him, where am I going? ate bo bazunga wa
you have another in charge of you
okuhaunga tochaliwo
finish you number there
ngoi wosebo mkungu abunyo mubiri gwonna
another in charge of the entire body
irafuga
when it reigns over it
ugwamu otya mazima tebereza amukale
imagine
tulina muna abafumbo
naye married people
tebereza amukale nga muno omuleka wo simbula busimbu
leave your spouse just move on
nuba nga tulina mu wadde nkenyera
don't have anything in a sense in you feeling bad is it still you
atabara umama nga bali namukale kwagala kuba
benzi ba if they have some love of their spouse
kubera wa waka
will be of the will be the one of the home of the others are side dishes they call them like that
akijja kitawanyo no mutwe
travels the head of this one
if said him
sometimes
wali
they are there
muri nache mwekolera
you are something they are not there
akingambo rada
so you see what
you really are there
the things are not available it's going to sides
okumayo waka
you come back home
wakati mukuba wangu
midis of the way you come as if you get back to sanity
wait.
We are like that
nachikutuning achiramo oterera nachikongere miguo
get in the line it calls you more
you got odoroka
you say you escape come back
ubadoro ozambu biruma
pote biruma no pensive it the world is like that
Balumi sura ya 7 olinyirwa 23
Romans 7:23
Naye ndaba eteeka eddala mu bitundu byange nga lirwana n'etteeka ery'amagezi gange.
Tugambo olaba agamba naye ndaba eteeka eddala.
I see another law.
Bitundu byange byombidde
my body parts.
Lirwana n'etteeka ery'amagezi gange.
Fighting with the law of my mind.
Nze ng'omwoyo nnengi byenjagala nga birungi byempulira.
I feel they are good I want to do them.
Saagala mutu enaku binkola kuba nasaagala bikola.
The person do them to me if I don't want to do them.
Naye gyalitunulira akali omuntu ng'akutte omwana obuto.
You know, you see a person is raped a young child.
Nini nubuuza singa bali.
Ask now.
Abadde ye.
If
singa abeera uwe.
Their child.
Muli ali zoninga naye
They've taken off reason from you. You are a captive to them. There are men who taught. They come from America. They preach the gospel of grace. Who are those? This one who is one so much into that. But they say it. Those are no more applicable.
They
work. We are in grace. And for now you sin. Grace is sufficient, it helps you. But is it sufficient and there? That is sin itself.
With
the laws of God. This law of sin. Fights with the law of the minds of human beings. Indeed, in the world, if you take away the laws, the world cannot spend 3 days when there are still people in it. When you take away the laws, don't spend 3 days when there is still a human being in it. Take away the laws, do not steal, the law is not there. Even in the world, you still steal. In banks, every place you're stealing. The cables which can happen. Bullets. Swords. Missiles.
Everyone
will go to a wife of another. My goodness. The cables which can happen. They are not the law. Call which police, this one is stolen, he's done what? No laws. So you have to fight on yourself. Where the ends? Even neighbors intervene. For when they steal from you, you say, I steal the neighbor. You can't live more than 3 days. If you take away laws from the world, take them from church, what can sin do? You don't even second in standing.
Okay.
Imagine if you don't commit adultery. Now here, what would we have been up to here? Ask yourself, what would we have been on here? Did not work. Pastor George, I enter your house, I take over, and your wife,
little
I left, they have captured mine.
Then,
can that be acceptable?
The
prophet Deborah has taken over my wife.
Before
I go look for another? Can't live. It's never there.
Taking
away laws from church. Live in righteousness. All spirits be beaten down. Remember, the law is right there. If it was God, if I wasn't born again, I would have spoken others even. But you see that there with that sister. By the time sin begins to speak to you, you see this one, you ask, I see what? Did God say we see them like that?
Because
they're not there. Imagine the laws are not there. whatever you feel, the body is the one
here.
You are like a hen, grab no laws to them. Sicknesses alone can finish you up. Those have saved many from sicknesses. The truth. The law of sin speaks. It became powerful. It overcame the laws of God.
Then
right there you break them. What he did is say, this God speaking well in a human being. The blood which can speak and make contention there. And the laws were empowered to speak.
Speaks,
you hear it by the blood of Jesus.
It has
power.
And
you say, I will not do it, and you stand. For it was lacking a voice.
Going
back to reading,
you don't have
the power of it. Others try to hold them. Sin attended to have laws for minutes in them. Even in the hearts, they're not there. New Testament,
give
in your hearts and your minds
that they can
speak by the blood of Jesus.
But
before they tie them on their hands,
you're
going to steal, you see on your hands. Don't steal. If we are under the door to
post,
then they move out of the house. They look. When they reach there, they will not remember them. You know what
is
it? It's upon their ceilings, written on the walls of the ceiling
box.
As you're sleeping, you read on them. Problems were there. Had no strength to hold them.
And
this is where the problem was. Any memorial or to remember that the blood of Jesus, the good thing, comes as the spirit to remind you. The word and the spirit agree in one.
The
water washed you, get off that. There was no ability. The blood of God could not do that for you. Now today, by authority we can. You refuse to reconcile and agree with it.
You
refuse to agree with it.
Pour
it and expose it. Expose it publicly. Let's finish. Romans 7:23.
Naye ndaba etteeka eddala mu bitundu byange nga lirwana n'etteeka ery'amagezi gange era nga lindeeta mu bufuge wansi w'etteeka ery'ekibi.
Ndiraba etteeka nga lyogera
lya kibi. It's of sin.
Lindeeta mu bufuge sebo n'empambibwa.
Brings me to be captured. It can put a heart in you to abuse or to quarrel or to fight. You are someone to first finish to do it. Don't say it free before you do it. The root cords of sin we saw, which move in pride, to cursing, not having mercy,
no kulima,
and to lie, along the way.
Bible
explained the womb shall move to see them.
They
move on dry area every time. Now they messed up all the clothings.
Men,
they made tight parties for us now. Down here they are small. It is bad. They play around. Women, they mess them up long back. If you bite like a tall dress, if you bow like this, it's the way they make it here. It has to be lifted up.
But
if someone passes and they tune them aerial, children always are not TV. What
network?
Aerial
Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi everywhere. Don't wrestle with it to have much authority. Move in the city. Some of you knock yourself. You look at what you're not meant to look at. Some of you make accidents. You are in the car driving. You are looking out. See someone walking. That part which is past. Let me leave now. Because of time.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
The fight is raged. Understood this, you shouldn't agree with him. Let's finish in Romans here. Romans 7:23.
Naye ndaba etteeka eddala mu bitundu byange nga liwala n'etteeka ery'amagezi gange era nga lindeeta mbufuge wansi w'etteeka ery'ekibi eri mu bitundu byange.
Eraga nti ndabira ddala nga waliwo.
He says, I see.
Etteeka erirwanagana kugalula olutalo lwennyini.
Fight indeed.
Naye olutalo luli wakati w'amaloboozi era mutera okwegamba.
Fight between voices and you always tell yourselves.
Naye mpulira ekintu ekiŋŋamba kola kino.
Something tell me, do this.
Naye mpulira ŋŋamba ali wansi nnyo eddoboozi lye lya.
One law in Duma inside me, a voice.
Ogenda funamu ki?
What are you to profit in that?
Okimanyi ogenda gwa mu kati y'abantu.
Are you to, you know, you
bino beri ka kati y'abagaki bw'osoose.
Which problems are you the first?
That's
much power. That is once.
When
you enter once, they're getting up like that. They're put in bondage. Try it. This once. And you two are in the flesh. You see that. Now you see. This world moves like that.
Right.
It has a voice. It changes the voice.
Don't
get messed up. What I expect is, now you see. No.
It's
the wizard of the world.
Experience, no?
They change. You may hear being confused. At the end of it, it captures you. Takes you under the rulership of law of sin.
Romans 7:24. Ani alinda okola mubiri ogw'okufa kuno 25. Naye basa Katonda kuwa Yesu Kristo Mukama waffe. Kale bwe kityo nze nzekka mu magezi ndi muddu w'amateeka ga Katonda. Naye mubiri gwa tteeka lya kibi.
Ani alinda okola mubiri
gw'okufa kuno. Indeed, you trusted much that body. The one who calls you, it's the law of sin. It's Satan himself who made that sin.
When
this world told it, you are the body. Choice.
But
put them on you for what? You shake that your bum will move on. You enjoy, eat your life up.
It's
you. When you get old, what will you do with yourself? When you get old,
what's
in your youth? It's time to get them. Kondi told them, you are the body.
It's
you body. You get the mirror, look at yourself. You get in the mirror. Yet you speak. Ask who is me having that eye. Gets aside to say, that eye strikes them. Sin has much
stubbornness.
How we turn into a body. The one speaking says, from the body of sin.
Covered
all along is not the body.
Body.
It's not you. But the problem
is
body, go with your spirit. When you reach there,
your
spirit has no private parts which used to make you move around.
You're
going to be like angels.
No,
Mark 12,
25 to 27.
I choose you what you use them in the body.
It is
my God. As I think it was in my house, what it did to me.
I am
a
person
who will save me from the body of sin. People in the world deceive them, it's you. If you are in your mirror, and you prove how you are. These who get youthful, tell them, look at the breasts. You point it upwards, lift it. These things have
browsers,
they made you undresses.
You
want to cross the middle of the breasts.
No,
the
browser
has to remain, and they have heaped it very well.
But
now,
this
Wi-Fi of sin on it.
That
on Google, passing.
Unless
they put their snares there, now you come Google with your eyes.
Wi-Fi
is free there.
Then Agaman,
he thanks the Lord Jesus. Why did he thank him? Eventually realized himself is a spirit.
As
to obey the laws of God.
But
before he's been a servant of Lord sin, he thanks Jesus. Because Hebrews 12, 24, there came out blood speak better words than the blood of Abel.
More
that of sin and beyond. Speak and contend. Its ability, the blood, water, and the spirit,
they
agree in one. Speak, the spirit speaks. Needs to clean
Mazi.
Water.
Needs
to change blood.
Let
it take away blood.
It
changes what's there.
That is to get some nature and wait.
The spirit of
God.
Hebrews 12:24. And unto his blood, which is better word than the blood of Abel.
It's
better than the blood of Abel.
It's
better than that which is Cain, the blood of sin.
Folk
evil still it captured him. Now the law of sin, the voice of sin, command you do all things unworthy. And the blood of Jesus came with the law of righteousness to speak righteousness.
That's
where the special victory.
Tended
that we as spirits we are
weak.
When we're given laws of righteousness,
he failed
to speak well.
Laws
of sin that louder voice and louder voice. Our Lord God the Father, send the blood speak better words.
And
speaks louder. Now this blood, it speaks in the laws.
The
Bible says, promised new covenant says, Jeremiah 31:31-33, make a new covenant with them, write the laws in their minds, in their hearts, in their inner man.
And
he says,
I've
written them their spirit, not with
he writes
and even reminds them to
you.
John 14:26, remind us all. So much authority. Shall move on to see
the spirit
of blood of Jesus. Wash all the evil spirits in our inside.
And
our world is acclaimed with the water in the world.
Sin
totally destroyed.
It had
a louder voice. Command you to do this.
It
be to capture you.
When
the blood of Jesus speak better words.
Things
in the laws in the word of God, through the Holy Spirit,
you
shall know that authority. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.